Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The biggest breaking news stories, an outspoken opinion. The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio.
Well, thank you very much indeed for your company. Lots to talk about, as you can hear this morning. Lots to talk about the government actually getting to grips with the idea that we are actually in an absolute crisis when it comes to the cost of living. Some really not getting it. Now, one of the people accused of really not getting it is Tory MP Lee Anderson. He got up in the House of Commons yesterday and said there wasn't a massive use for food banks, and the food bank in his local area, they are teaching people how to cook properly. He says a lot of people just can't cook properly. They can't budget properly. He's come in for a whole host of criticism. A number of the front pages criticising him. But isn't he right? Isn't what he said absolutely true? Well, we're going to talk to the MP himself a little bit later in the show, so you don't want to miss that. But I'd love to get your reaction, as he's claimed that there isn't a massive need for food banks and says many families just simply can't cook or budget. By the way, he never said poor people can't. He said many families can't cook or budget. I want to know what you think. Just tell me what you think about it. You can tweet me at Talk TV, or you can text the word talk and then your message to 87222, and I'd love to get some of those on air. 6:34 is now the time. Let's talk to Emma Webb, who is joining me all this morning, and she's a social commentator. Is that what we're describing? Is that a social commentator? Emma, look, no doubt at all, you know, there's loads going on. Ukraine, I mean, these security pacts with Sweden and Finland, we're going to go on to talk about that. The EU could be in a trade war with the EU sometime next week. Lots and lots of things going on. But the cost of living crisis is the thing that's impacting us right now. In about 26 minutes' time, the Office for National Statistics is going to release the latest figures on GDP for quarter one. So basically, how much are we growing or not growing, as the case may be, in the first 3 months of this year? And I doubt those figures are going to be very good at all. We had the Prime Minister's sort of spokesman effectively yesterday, Michael Gove, levelling up secretary out and about, telling people to calm down. Doing the accent over this. We've got a cabinet away day today to talk about this stuff. Is there any evidence that the government does really get this? Do you think that Rishi Sunak is actually now getting to grips with the idea that a windfall tax on energy firms would be very popular? And do you think we might see tax cuts?
I think the government is struggling to figure out how to deal with this problem, because it obviously demands some kind of response. But one of the criticisms of this, of the idea of having a windfall tax, is that it would discourage investment. So now, Rishi is saying that they are interested in potentially looking into the windfall tax because they haven't seen the investment that they expected from these energy giants. But the concern there would be, firstly, that it would be counterproductive, and secondly, that this is quite an unconservative policy, the idea of interfering with business.
And also retrospective tax, although I think pretty much every prime minister has done this. But this is something that the government has repeatedly said they won't do. I mean, but then I can't think of a single policy they haven't U-turned on. So almost like whenever, if a government minister comes on my show or anywhere and says, we're definitely not going to do that, put it in your diary for it happening in a couple of months' time. They U-turn on everything. There is this very strong sense, and we've seen all these latest figures about the number of people, we're going to talk about the food bank issue, going to food banks, people, you know, there's lack of consumer confidence, people having sleepless nights, people saying they're going without food, people not being able to afford heating. I mean, and, you know, it got quite chilly again the last couple of days. There is this strong sense that the government is just flailing around. You've got the Prime Minister constantly, when he was doing press conferences yesterday, when he was doing after the Queen's speech in the Commons on Tuesday, constantly just saying, yes, you're going to be hearing something in the next few days, you know. And then the Treasury and other ministers saying, don't know what he's talking about. Nothing's being discussed. They're flailing around, desperate for some sort of coherent idea about how to deal with this. And I don't think they've got one.
I think that this government want to be a popular government. They want to appeal to public opinion. And that means that they're actually quite easily pressured, which is one of the reasons why I think they very often do U-turns on some of these big policies and do struggle to find exactly where their backbone is and to take a particular principled stance. And so I think that, as with this windfall tax, it will be and has been described as a populist measure because it will go down very well. But
again,
the question is, will it
be just
productive?
Popular? People often confuse these two things.
So I think in this instance, the issue is because the concern is that it would be counterproductive, yeah, potentially. And so I think the government want to appeal to public opinion as much as possible, but I'm not sure that they actually have a strong principled sense of how to solve the problems that we're facing.
This is the thing. I think that's what people are crying out for. I think if it was, look, there's going to be some pain now, but this is what we're going to do to get us on a long track. I don't get any sense that there is any coherent plan, any vision, any underlying ideology. Now, I'm all in favour of actually just good management of government and not much ideology, just, you know, and government butting out of people's lives where they're not needed and getting involved in helping people where they are needed. That seems to me to be pretty sensible. But I don't feel there's any coherent thought behind this. And there was a piece that I read the other day about, you know, the point of the Conservative government is just to keep Labour Party out. That literally seems to be their point now.
And they're not doing that too well either.
They're not doing that too well, it would appear. But this is the thing, needing to have some idea of, like, what is the point? What are you trying to do? How do you think the world works? Well, how do you think how do you think people are motivated? What actually matters to people? Now, we know that people are really concerned right now and really anxious and worried because bills are mounting up. People are, you know, going into debt. People are worried about heating their homes and feeding their kids and keeping, the bills paid. And they know it's going to get worse. And it's going to get worse possibly for a very long time. This isn't something that's all going to be over by August.
To be uncharacteristically optimistic, I actually think that even looking at the news today and the variety of issues that the government are having to deal with, whether it's geopolitical issues or domestic issues to do with rising energy prices, the cost of living, that actually this government are going to have to learn to govern properly. Now that we've left the EU, we are actually going to have
decisions.
A lot of challenges. And so the business and the art of government is something that is going to have to come back into the fold.
And we farmed all of that out for many years. Well, let me talk specifically about this Tory MP Lee Anderson. And interestingly, previously a Labour councillor, I think, you know, he only became a Tory in 2018, and won in one of these classic Redwell seats in Ashfield in Nottinghamshire. He got up yesterday and he said, during this sort of Queen's speech debate, he invited MPs to visit a food bank in his constituency to witness what he called a brilliant scheme, whereby those in receipt of food parcels have to register for a budgeting and cooking course. He says, we show them how to cook cheap and nutritious meals on a budget. We can make a meal for about 30p a day. This is cooking from scratch. And he said, I'll invite you, you know, personally to come to Ashfield. I think you'll see firsthand there's not this massive use for food banks in this country. We've got generation after generation who cannot cook properly. They can't cook a meal from scratch. They cannot budget. Massive criticism. He's on the front page of one of the papers saying can't cook, won't cook. You know, saying poor people can't cook. He never said that poor people can't cook. He's never said they won't cook. He said people haven't been taught this. But we knew this. I mean, Jack Munro, who wrote a whole book about, you know, cooking on a, you know, the bootstrap cook. A brilliant book, brilliant woman, fantastic campaigner, huge fan of hers. But when someone on the left says this, then they're hailed as a, you know, wonderful charity worker. When someone who's a Tory MP says this, they're evil personified.
The spin on this is completely misleading. And I think that what he's proposing sounds like a fantastic idea. Whatever happened to give a man a fishing rod instead of giving him a fish? What he's suggesting here is helping people to budget, helping people to learn how to cook on
people
a very low budget.
These things.
That is a skill, and that is a skill that many people, in whatever economic bracket they fall in, may struggle with, and particularly if they've suddenly come on hard times, which is usually the reason why people turn to food banks, they may not be used to having to cook on a budget and would benefit from helping, having some help to learn the skill of how to cook efficiently.
I would think on any income at all.
The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio.
If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and give me a good review. And don't forget to catch me on the Talk Radio Breakfast Show every weekday from 6:30 until 10.